Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shir number 24, the Shiurim for Women. And we're going to talk about asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Das, for wisdom. Atachoni Ladam Das, please grant wisdom. Women in particular have an internal Bina Yesera, a deeper understanding. But again, even though things come natural, and one has that Bina Yesera, one needs to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help access it and to access wisdom. The one thing, though, with wisdom, it comes with a discomfort. There is a discomfort towards intelligence and knowing more and feeling more and understanding more. A cow lies on the grass in the pasture, chews its cud, free of worry, free of anxiety. They don't have to go for therapy for any type of anxiety disorder. But few of us would opt to live such a life. Though we have that tranquility, they may, the sheep, with the grazing and the calm and relaxed, we wouldn't want to be a sheep. We take pride in our intellect, in our self-awareness. But as part of taking pride in our seichel and our intelligence, we need to accept the discomfort that comes with intelligence and knowledge. Reb Tversky, interesting, he said he had we don't have this anymore, but these phonographs, they had these record players before the MP3 players, you had CDs, and before CDs, you had these actual tapes. And before tapes, you had something called record players or phonographs, and it was like a needle and with a round circular thing that spins, and you put the needle in there. That's how the music plays. It's called the old record player. And what he noticed is that he had a real high fidelity, excellent one, but it was so sensitive that any vibration in the room would cause the needle to jump a groove in the record because of the sensitivity of it. But that was his choice. He chose a high quality record player, even though it's more sensitive. If you could buy a lower grade one, it would be an inferior sound, and there's no need to walk softly. So the more wiser one is, the more sensitive one becomes to pain. If wise doesn't just mean brain knowledge, wise means internalizing it and wanting to grow with your intelligence. So people that have limited intellect may be less affected. They may be less deeply affected than people with greater intelligence. But what we need to do is, each one in their own level, as they grow in wisdom, they need to be ready to pay the price that comes with being wise. And that is something that we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us cope with the discomforts that comes with the wisdom that we are receiving. So that's one yesod. Another yesod, he says here, is that there's a tzaddik that once arrived late to a bris, and he apologized. He said, "I didn't get to sleep until very late, and I was unable to understand the passage of the Gemara, and I stayed up till I clarified it." Someone asked, "Why didn't you go to sleep and leave the problem for tomorrow?" He answered back, "Who said I would wake up tomorrow?" And the truth is there are things that you do, I'll be safe, I'll leave till tomorrow when you're tired. But the moral of the story, though, is that very often people have this regret. I wish I had taken care of this or that when I had the chance. So we need to remember that life is precious and time is of great value. One of the greatest gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is the value of time. And we need to utilize it properly. And part of wisdom actually is to use time the right way. Wisdom is not something that comes automatically to us. Some of us have an inner wisdom, yes, but the main wisdom is something that we have to pursue and work very hard. It does not come by osmosis. It requires effort. Im tivakshena, if you seek wisdom, kakesef v'chama atmoinim. You have to search for it like money. You have to search for it like hidden treasure. What people do for money, they get up early morning to catch a plane and rush through the day, skip meals even, and function under constant pressure and deprive one's spouse and one's children of companionship. Why? For more money and more money and more money. Wisdom has to be with a very strong drive. Again, not to the neglect of family either, but it has to be a very strong drive. Effort needs to be put in. Perhaps you already have inner wisdom within you. You have that great gift within you, but in order to bring it out, you have to really put in the work. If you had a reason to believe that a huge treasure is buried in this place, how much would you be willing to dig for it? And if you were fortunate enough to find that hidden treasure, would you be satisfied with just taking a little bit of it? Or would you exhaust yourself to get it all, coming back again and again for more? So if your pursuit for wisdom, for true wisdom, which is knowing Hashem and understanding your role in the world and what you need to do and using your talents and abilities to serve Hashem in the best possible way for yourself and to help others, if your pursuit of this wisdom is any less diligent than that of money or treasure, you're not going to gather it. You may listen to a lecture here and there, but you won't really spend time acquiring it. But if your desire for wisdom equals your desire for wealth or whatever else that you know you desire, that itself is wisdom, the very fact that you're yearning for it and striving for it, but now you have to actually utilize it. Which is interesting that with wisdom, true wisdom, it does not come with arrogance. It comes with humility. Humility, true anava, is the shayrish of all desirable character traits. True humility is actually self-esteem. So there's a famous gadol of Yitzchak Varka. He used to say, do you know why sugar sweetens a tea? Why does sugar, if you have a sugar cube, let's say, sugar cube, and you put it in the tea. Why does it sweeten the tea? Because it dissolves. Its presence is not evident as only its effects, right? You put it in, it dissolves in there. Sometimes you mix it a little bit so it spreads more, but the dissolving spreads it out. So as long as you could see the sugar, if you have a cold cup of water and you put in a sugar cube and it just stays there as a sugar cube, freezing cold water, and you drink it, you're not going to taste the sweetness. If you have hot tea and you put in a sugar cube and it dissolves, that's when it sweetens the tea. That's the Musar Haskel. If you make yourself unobtrusive, less noticeable, then the effects of your efforts are more evident. It's not your person. Your ego is not stopping in the way. And you could sweeten the lives of many people. That's what Yitzchak Varka said. It's a big insight in life. To spread out, if you have inner wisdom that you could share with others, the way you do it is not through arrogance, but through humility, through wisdom of humility in your quiet, unassuming way, without getting the ego mixed in, just the desire to help and to influence. And that usually goes quietly. That usually goes unnoticed. It's like a catalyst. It's like you're affecting something, but your ego is not in the picture. It's the sugar cube dissolving that spreads the sweetness in the tea. Same idea as when you give tzedakah. It's a great mitzvah. But the Gemara brings the highest praise of tzedakah is where the donor of the tzedakah remains anonymous. Some people who need help may reject it because they may feel it's demeaning for them and they feel humiliated by their poverty. Therefore, anonymous tzedakah preserves their self-esteem. Now, it's not always possible to remain anonymous. Sometimes one has no choice. But whenever you can to diminish another person's embarrassment to the degree that we are humble about it, then they are more likely to accept our help. That's an Olson idea. The more humble we are, again, we have to remember this. There is a concept of people developing wisdom and becoming arrogant with their wisdom, and we have to be careful not to do that. When we pray for wisdom, it's the Torah-based wisdom that comes with good midos, with good character traits. Intellectual midos, intellectual concepts and midos go hand in hand. True Torah is acquired not just by knowing Torah and toiling over it. True Torah is by cleaning your vessel and having good midos in order to accept the Torah the right way. So the Musa Haskell, the lesson in this particular shir is to daven sincerely for wisdom. And all of us, all of you, have a unique inherent wisdom that's buried deep within, in your neshama. Women in particular, with their Bina Yaseira, have a certain element of a deeper understanding than men do. And to access this, though, it comes natural too, but to access it and to actualize it, one needs to daven for it, understand that with wisdom comes a certain pain and discomfort, and we have to learn and daven to Hashem to help us handle the pain and discomfort that comes with the extra wisdom that we achieve or that was given to us, to recognize that time is very precious and utilize every single moment of the day to the best of your ability, to recognize that wisdom is not something just inherent. It may be within you, but if you don't work very hard, you won't be able to access it. You have to pursue it. You have to yearn for it and strive for it. And together with striving for the wisdom, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you use the wisdom correctly. And true wisdom always comes with a healthy humility. Unnoticed, quiet, like sugar, a sugar cube is noticed, but it only sweetens the tea when it dissolves. Where you don't see the presence, you see the effects of the sweetness. And that's when you self-actualize yourself. People think that they'll feel like a nobody if they remain behind the scenes and they're like, you know, very, not feeling themselves in this process. In reality, this is the most satisfying, true feeling that's possible. You actually are actualizing yourself. You're becoming who you really are. You are taking the divine godly gifts that you have, and you're giving it over. And you give it over when your ego is not standing in the way. And yes, everyone needs to be noticed. It's true. Everyone needs to be appreciated. And sometimes you need to pat yourself on the back too. And recognize you're good and you're worth something. And you have value. And that's all very, very important. But that part is not arrogance. Arrogance is when you really inflate yourself to the point where you think you're the whole, you know, everything revolves around you in a selfish way. But the fact that you feel unique in the sense that God created you and you have abilities and you could accomplish things, that's a healthy thing. But that comes ironically and paradoxically with humbling yourself by not having to be always in the forefront of every given scene, but by quietly spreading your wisdom, giving warmth and light to other people, to those around you that are close to you and those that you interact with, and be a big bracha by the very fact that you're there for them. And that's one of the greatest gifts that you could ask for. So ask for the wisdom, ask to bring out your inherent wisdom, and utilize it to the fullest. We need it from every single person. It'll help improve their own character, and it'll help spread light and warmth to the whole world, which we sorely need. Bracha and Hatzlacha.